The McElroy brothers are not experts, and their advice should never be followed. Travis insists he's a sexpert, but if there's a degree on his wall, I haven't seen it. Also, this show isn't for kids, which I mention only so the babies out there will know how cool they are for listening. What's up, you cool baby?
It's familiar, but not too familiar, but not too not familiar. It's a new craze. Angry girls, do you wanna just say, hey, I wanna? Just say, hey, I wanna.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to My Brother and Me, an advice show for the modern era. I'm your oldest brother, Justin McElroy.
I am your middlest brother, Travis McElroy.
And I'm your sweet baby brother, Griffin McElroy. And boys, you know, we're still kind of in the tough times.
Really?
Could turn around any minute. It could flip it in a minute. But yeah. Right now, we're... Oh, by the way, Travis pointed out it's 420, so Blaze one for the big dog.
What are you waiting for?
Now, let's move on. We're all hurting for communication, I think. We're all trying to reach out and touch souls whilst keeping our human bodies 6 feet apart.
And that can be
tough. And digital is helping a lot, I would say. A lot of people are using digital to talk to each other, and I think that that's important. And I just wanted to share with you all, this is hot off the presses. This came in about 24 minutes ago on my phone, and this was a text I got from a West Virginia area code number. So I don't know who they are, but it's nice to know, you know, we have some of the same background. We both love Tudor's Biscuit World, you know? Like, that's a soul connection right there. Yeah. Go Herd and, like, Bleed Green and, like, Pepperoni Rolls and, like, Jim Justice, right? So, like, yeah. I know that we have that in common. And anyway, they texted me, and it looks like 19 friends that also are in the 304 area code and have sequential phone numbers, which is a fucking wild coincidence, but I feel the soul connection with all of them. And they did say in this text message, and there is a link here, I haven't clicked on it yet.
Wouldn't.
But the text message says, see my juicy cream pie, and then it says P-U-S dollar sign Y, online now, and then there's a white mouse emoji, and then a gray mouse face emoji, and then just a black hole mouse emoji.
Now, Griffin, are you certain that they're mice and not perhaps cats?
No, these are mice for sure, Trav. These are these are little mice that, like, the kind they live in the walls, Trav. And so me and 19 friends, new friends, I would say, because a text from a stranger is just a friend you haven't made yet. Uh-huh. And they do want us to come see the juicy cream pie P-U-S dollar sign Y online now.
Kind of like Kesha a little bit there.
Yeah, it's putting a fun flair on it. And I have to say...
I want to say real quick, I really appreciate them obfuscating the P word, because my daughter could be reading this. Like, yes. Thank you so much for censoring
that. Is there some kind of spam censor out there that if they hadn't censored it, the phone would be like, oh, maybe. My, and wouldn't allow it through?
Well, I did download NetNanny on my iPhone.
Okay. Protect yourself.
To protect myself and my chastity. So my favorite thing about this, and the genuine real soul, if I could step outside the bit, the real soul connection I feel is with one of these people. I do not know them. They do have a 304 area code number, pretty close to mine. They went ahead and they disliked this text from this
thumbs down. Give it a thumbs down.
which fills me with joy, as if whoever sent that first message is going to see that and be like, oh man, I really thought they would like that one. I really thought they'd be
into this stuff. I crafted that just for them.
I put in the mice and everything.
I was going to do a funny bit where, like, I pretended to not know what some of the words in the text meant. Mm. But then you got to the emoji part, and I was literally, like,
lost.
I was lost. What? Mm-hmm. Why the mice? Why the mice, I guess.
It's like a Cinderella thing.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? These are the mice that stitched the crotchless panties.
But see, you've introduced already a cat kind of... imagery.
Yeah, that's
right?
True.
And then you introduce mice, and I'm getting turned around.
I do just want to say that, and this will be the fourth of it, but if you do say cream pie on your podcast five times, then Apple deletes the whole show. So let's try it. And that worries me because we usually drop one or two of those words together, like per episode, tangentially, not related to this beautiful piece of communication I got from a new kindred spirit. So
have you thought about writing back, Griffin?
No, I didn't
think about that.
Maybe I don't think it has to be committal. I think you could write back like, I'm not interested in clicking the link, but how are you today? Right?
I mean, like, I can also just text back like, what's with the mouse? Like, I understand you and your whole deal, but what's with the mouse emojis though?
You know what? I'd like to talk about some digital communication, unprompted digital communication I received too. Cause you're so right, Griffin. It's really important these times. I touched earlier on how some brands are looking out for us. Let me just say a quick thank you to all the Justin McElroys on earth that when you want to give someone a fake email address, you give them mine. I don't know how you keep doing it, but I really appreciate hearing from all the different Justin McElroys all over. And I got an email from Smyrna Chevrolet, which is somewhere. I have no idea where, not where I live.
In Smyrna, I imagine.
I would assume it's near Smyrna.
New Smyrna Beach, Florida.
Okay.
I got this email. And the subject line of the email is just this. Our dealership is still open.
Oh.
So that's a kind of belligerent statement of purpose. So then right below it starts with this. Rest assured, our dealership is open. And it says, this is what they've gone with for an opener. Uncertainty is everywhere. We are certainly ready to assist you.
Cool.
So that is so interesting.
That's badass. God, that makes me feel good. That really makes me feel like we're about to turn the corner on this whole fucking
enterprise.
Yeah, it's
nice to have one foothold in the whole thing, you know? Like, well, at least New Smyrna Ford was there, Chevrolet?
It's a Chevy, Travis. It's got to hit me.
So you know that they're there for you. And here's a really exciting thing. If you've been waiting for the exact right time to buy a vehicle and thinking that this is it, they got a first responder discount through June 30th. Yeah, it's really nice. It lists who it's here for, police, fire, EMTs, 911, and medical professionals. So that's cool. And dentists and optometrists and veterinarians.
Uh-huh.
Okay. And exercise and massage techs and chiropractors and dietitians.
Okay.
So first responder dietitians, I have good news for you. If you've been waiting for the right time to buy a great new Chevrolet vehicle, your moment has arrived. And thank you for your service. I love it when you burst into rooms and just like, someone's macros are off. It's an emergency. Someone's got to up their protein. I'm here. Someone needs their spine aligned, and I'm the one here to do it. First responder dietitians, thank you for everything you've done for us. Your bravery. Let's help some people. I feel like the world needs us now more than ever.
We're kind of like first responders if you think about it.
It says "and others." I bet if you roll in there and you're like, I'm a first responding entertainer. I'm still on the front lines of comedy and I would trying to make jokes in this world. So I would like a discount on a brand new Chevrolet.
Oh, yeah, of course. That sounds terrible. Here's a free Chevy.
Here's a free Chevy for you. Thank you so much for coming in. You knew we were open. I did. I thank you for the email. I recently started working for a food delivery company where my thank you for your actual
That's
service.
That's good, yes.
Keeping our actual republic functioning, where my earnings depend on tips. Most customers ask that I leave the goods outside their door to avoid physical contact. Love this. I totally respect that, but it eliminates that moment of human connection that reminds them how I'm putting myself at risk so they can have a burrito. What can I text customers after delivery to remind them to tip me? That's from doing you a favor, TM.
I guess that probably clears up the mystery of which service we're talking about. Who is still getting food delivery and not tipping like a mortgage payment? Like it seems like that should be customary. And you see, have you seen the news reports of people switching their tips out at the last second after using it?
Oh, come on.
you bad. Monsters.
Don't do that. But I do appreciate the text that says, like, hey, I dropped the stuff at your door. Go get it before the carrion birds do. And I go outside. And without fail, the carrion birds have gotten away with my egg rolls. Every time they just go for the egg rolls. They don't go for the Mongolian beef. They mostly focus on the egg rolls.
Is it the spice level, do you think?
Yes, they have very sensitive stomachs. I appreciate the text saying, like, hey, go get them. But is there a version of that text that's like, hey, go get them, and I'm really putting myself at risk. It looks like your house is covered in pathogens.
What about this? What about you're waiting for your burrito to arrive, and then you hear, is that music? And you go outside, and you open your front door, and there is a masked figure standing in your driveway with a boombox above their head, and it's just playing, here's your food. It's time to eat. Here's your food. It's such a treat. And it's like, wow, that's a lot of service. I really appreciate that. Yeah. I'm going to tip this person. This fucking... Do you realize we're in a world where, like, actual mass delivery people, like, come from the outlands to bring us supplies, except they're burritos? It's weird right now, I think. I think things are weird.
You know what? You know what needs to make a comeback? I've just decided, based off of... You said hear music, Justin, and it got me thinking. Like an organ grinder's monkey, right?
Okay.
Because you leave the burrito there, they open the door, there's a monkey. The monkey tips its little hat, maybe holds its hand out. You hand him a $10 bill, and he scurries back up under the delivery person's shoulder a good 12 feet away.
The monkey can get so sick, though, Trav.
Well, yeah,
monkeys are fairly cold-blooded, and so I think they're actually pretty good transmission vectors for disease. So a monkey is not great.
How about an organ grinder's robot? There's a little Roomba there, and the Roomba tips his little hat and then vacuums your sidewalk back to the delivery person.
That's good, and you don't even have to do it. You can just shatter a Roomba on their front porch and when you leave their food there, and you text them like, hey, my delivery Roomba died for your duck fat fries, so just keep that in mind when you hit the old Tipperino, huh?
I have really been struggling lately with when I get, this is taking it from the other perspective. When I do get a food delivery, I'm sitting in the room where almost always sitting in the room that has a clear line of vision to the front door.
Uh-huh.
So I have really been struggling with what to do in that. I have alternated between like standing behind the door and just like nodding my approval, mm-hmm. I guess, to actively hiding. That's another one. Just like getting clear of sight lines. I worry that even though I do have the like leave on porch message there, I worry if I'm too close to the door that they'll want to do a handoff, and I don't want that.
Either of you. Yeah.
This is a true thing that happened to me 100%, and it sounds, I know, like a scary story, but it really happened. We ordered food, and we left. The instructions were leave food on porch, but I was taking the garbage cans around front at the exact time that they pulled up.
Oh.
So then I just stood in the driveway and said out loud, I'll just wait and let you leave it on the porch. And I stood Trav. There. Oh, I, no. What was I going to do? Go over and get it? Or say, like, you stay there, let me go in the house and pretend like I wasn't out here.
You wave at them and you say, hey, I'm the neighbor and I'm stealing their garbage cans. And you walk back behind the house. The three of us are so bad at human contact. The three of us are so bad at human contact. How can we be fucking this up now? Of all times.
This should be our time to
shine.
We
should be thriving right now.
I think it, you know what? I think I'm fucking it up because on some level, I just want to open the door and fucking chat for a second.
I would love to chat with you.
That is the fucking impulse that I am fighting in my head. You should see me at the grocery store as they're doing checkout. I'm not going to stay any longer than I need to. I'm going to keep the line moving. Everybody here is taking a risk, and I want to get everybody home safely. But while you're scanning those groceries, we are going to have a little talk, you and me.
Oh,
and I bet our nation's checkout clerks are fucking done. Okay. I know. I've heard all of your wonderful stories, okay? Stop it. I'm done. I'm cashed.
I, the other day, during my unfortunate but necessary shopping trip, said the phrase, "This is a pretty cool plexiglass shield, huh?" when they put that in.
Oh, just, nice, Travis.
I just needed to communicate to a human being that wasn't in my house.
Did you catch Survivor last night?
Hey, I have a Yahoo here that was sent in by the prospector, Merritt Palmer. It is from an anonymous Yahoo Answers user who I'm going to say their name is Gerald Me. It's like Jeremy and Gerald, but they fused like in Dragon Ball Z. Oh, I thought it was
like a catchphrase where you'd say like, Gerald Me.
Oh, Gerald Me asks.
Hit me with that, Gerald.
I prank called Apple and Microsoft. Will they ever answer my calls again for when I really need them? Additional details. Any non-serious answers will be reported for for Japery. And that's actually, there's a drop down there. And you can click. They're cutting up too much in this one. Please
I'm
going
to change my Twitter bio to that.
Any non-serious answers will be reported.
If I ask a question on Twitter and give me a non-serious answer, you will be reported.
That's pretty good. So I prank called Apple and Microsoft. It was very, very funny. I called them and said that, you know, my phone started to cuss at my parents in the middle of the night or something funny like that. But now my phone has started to get very, very hot and it's only getting hotter. And I don't think they're going to take my calls. Is that a concern?
Well, it's especially bad if you're like, oh, yeah, my phone started farting all the time. And then your phone does start farting all the time.
Yeah.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. Oh, because there's no way. Because then you're the person who cried fart. And no one's ever going to believe that.
Wouldn't be surprised if that did start happening with all of these crapple devices. Android for life. I love them. I love this little alien guy. And I can play all my emulators on them. I am worried that Apple and Microsoft are going to take my calls.
Well, especially when you're just calling to chat. You know what I mean?
I just need to talk to anybody.
Someone. That's the bigger concern at this point is I'll call Microsoft and be like, oh, hey, Clippy died. And then they'll be like, oh, this again? I'll be like, yeah, I know. I called you yesterday to talk about Survivor, but Clippy is dead, and I need to download him again. So where does he come from? Where did I get Clippy first? And can I visit that website a second time?
This is why we need Bonzi Buddy more than ever to try to fill that gap, but he's nowhere to be found. I would love to talk to Bonzi Buddy right now.
I miss Clippy.
We're our nation's chat robots during this time.
Thank you.
Could you chat with people on online somewhere? Like, is there not chat online? But you know, I know people are doing that. Don't get me wrong. But people
where?
If you go to chatroom.com.
Oh,
yeah.
This is very NSFW.
Yeah.
Boy.
Well, I just threw that address out there.
Is it bad?
Let me look.
My computer has stopped responding.
I just bought a silencer for a rifle. I don't even know how I did that.
Don't go to that website. I don't know what just happened, but it was bad.
What is this
podcast?
Yes.
Travis, I said no.
But it says attackers might be trying to steal my information.
No, don't go to that website.
But now I have to get in.
No, you have to get out.
I have to. Justin. You know what? I'm going to take the risk. Let's go in. Oh, no.
No.
I'm being pulled into the screen.
Now he's in a reboot situation. Captain N, the game master. My brother is Captain N.
It is me, the real Travis.
I don't think
Can we
it
just
is.
Stick to one fucking topic for a
Y'all,
second?
Y'all, this is feeling loosey-goosey this episode. I like it.
Microsoft and Apple won't take their calls because they did too many prank calls.
Yeah.
Microsoft and Apple are my friends.
See, you guys ever have
I'm trying calls? To pretend to be computer brother.
We did that one.
Oh,
it was good.
But I feel like we didn't live in it long enough, you know? How are we going to get the next big thing? And
did you guys ever have prank calls that like had real-world repercussions that you didn't expect?
I've never prank called anyone in my entire life.
Come on.
I would be so I have a very distinct voice, Justin McElroy.
Oh, sure. Everybody recognizes you from podcasts.
Right. I mean, but I've never done it. I've always been, let's put the tiger on the table and yell at it, a scared little dork. And I was too scared to do. I was afraid I would call and they would say, I'm an adult and you're a kid. And now I'm mad at you. And I would just have to live in that moment forever.
All the dorms at Marshall had this had landlines back when I was in college, and they all had some variety. I mean, you could like guess the numbers because they were all like very small variations on each other. So we would call dorms and do this is not particularly funny, but we would do like radio call-in contests and have them like do trivia and stuff like that and like guess the thing and they get a prize. And for some reason, some people got really upset about it and started putting signs up in the dorm warning people, if you get a call from Rod and Todd in the mornings, they are not real DJs and you should not disclose any personal information to them. And I never wanted it to go that far, ever. Never. That's not what Rod and Todd are about, honestly. No. It's supposed to be a fun time for your morning commute.
It wasn't about fishing for information.
Thank you.
One time I prank called Daniel Whitney. He's a comedian. And I called him, and like my thing back then was I did this character where I'd talk like this, hey. And then I would say sometimes like I would say something offensive, and then I would be like, get her done. And he stole it and started calling himself Larry the Cable Guy.
Whoa. And that could
have been, guys, that could have been me. But I prank called him and did the get her done thing, and he just fucking stole it. And now he's Larry the Cable Guy, and he's in Cars 1, 2, and 3. So
that could have been you, Griffin.
It could have been me sliding doors. His real name's Daniel Whitney.
Awesome.
Let's all go to Larry the Cable Guy's great stand-up comedy sets and just yell like,
that was a good one, Daniel. Great joke, Danny.
Take off the grease paint and show us your real face.
If anybody's still doing sets right now, it's Larry the Cable Guy. I wonder what he is up to. I'm going to check on him.
I wonder if he's doing any like Zoom sets, you know, like buy a ticket and you can watch.
Oh, I bet his background game is fucking on point. So funny.
It's good.
It looks like he's in the news 4 days ago on how the current comedy landscape, quote, sucks. Second quote, grow a set and get over it. So I think he's probably doing all right.
He's doing it. The very first line on his webpage is Larry the Cable Guy is back to get her done. So apparently he stopped doing that one for a while and he's like dipped back in.
I can't wait. Do you think that they'll put on his tombstone like got her done?
He'll never die.
He can't die.
My 7-year-old son lost a tooth at the beginning of quarantine, and the tooth fairy had his $7 ready to go and waiting. He gets his age in dollars per tooth.
Nice. Then, man, when he loses a tooth at 35, cash.
Ooh, boy.
A week into quarantine, he lost another tooth. I had no cash and wanted to stay at home. I reused the same $7 for tooth number two.
Mm-hmm.
Now he has another seriously loose tooth. I feel like if I use the same $7 for a third time, he may notice that the piggy bank, which is partially transparent and open top cup that used to house cotton candy, is not getting any fuller.
Oh my God.
Do I tell him the tooth fairy is social distancing and grant him an IOU from the fairy? Just tell him the truth and tell him I owe him $14 at a later date?
No.
Is there a third option? That's from Tooth Fairy Troubles in Tennessee.
Hey, Toby, you got Venmo, little Toby. It's me. Hey, it's me, the Tooth Fairy. You got Venmo.
Could you set up a barter system? Where the Tooth Fairy leaves a note that says, hey, banks are closed. Wasn't able to get $7, but here is an unopened Blu-ray copy of The Hot Girl.
The retail value of which is
$7.
I assure you. I thought you were going deeper. I thought we were doing like $7 in like beads and shells. Okay. I'll just take it all the way back.
Okay. I got some shiny rocks from the garden.
There's also a version of this where you say, oh, sure, I could give you $7, or I could give you $20 of what I'm calling mommy script. And this is, you can exchange this for all kinds of things in the company store. We got a mug. We got pencil.
Could you talk the son into the idea that if he can just keep it in his head for a few more months, he'll hit 8, and that's an investment in his future. It's basically giving away money to let the tooth come out right now. Put some super glue in there.
Yeah.
Keep that bad boy cooking for a little bit while longer.
You could convince them to wager $7 in a rigged carnival game of your creation.
Nice.
You're saying that the Tooth Fairy says you can have your money now, but you can keep the juice going.
Yeah.
For a little bit.
Yeah, try and knock over
a few points on it.
Try and knock over this bowling pin with this baseball. Oh, you didn't do it. Shit. Well, maybe next, Tooth.
Now, do you have a friend? This is me talking to the sun. Do you have a friend with a loose tooth? Because if you can get that loose tooth, now that's when you're making the real money. Right. And then if you can get that friend to collect someone else's loose tooth, we're talking. And I'm doing like a multi-level tooth fairy marketing kind of thing. Is that anything?
I think tooth transaction in these challenging times is pretty high up on the list of things not to do. I think I've seen that around.
Okay. What about this? The kid's seven, right? Just leave a credit card under their pillow. They're not going to be able to do anything with it, but they're going to feel like they just got a lot of money, right?
That's true. Yeah, it could be even like one of those fake credit cards that they put in letters to like trick you into opening it. They don't know.
Dumb R fucking. They're fucking dumb R people. Hey, hey, everybody. Hey, don't throw that away. There's a card in there.
That looks like the one I used to buy with using money on it.
That's you're throwing away money. It's a card.
Now, the Tooth Fairy left a note here, son, and it says that the Tooth Fairy didn't have $7 to give you, but the Tooth Fairy has opened up a line of credit in your name, and when you hit 18 and your credit age is over 11 years, you are going to be so grateful.
That's good. You could also be like, yeah, oh, wow, the Tooth Fairy left a little note here saying that they named a star after you. It's that one up there.
Says this tooth was no good, didn't count.
Yep.
Didn't count.
Oh, gosh, it says here your room was too dirty, they couldn't find a path to your pillow.
Yeah, weird.
Man. Eventually, they're going to give them back the $7 they stole for tooth one, yes?
Yes.
Yeah, you have to imagine. Okay.
I think the way to go is the Tooth Fairy social distancing. They told me that they will return when everything is, like, you can't go to the store right now anyways, right? Don't take that attitude. What do you need this money for?
I think that's great, Trav. It's a good thing right now to tell your 7-year-old kid that things are so scary and terrible that magic is dead. I think that's, yeah, absolutely.
No, magic is not dead. Magic is being safe, Justin, as we all should be.
Sure. Yeah, absolutely.
Because the opposite side of that is you say, well, the Tooth Fairy came and gave you $7, but because the Tooth Fairy wasn't practicing good social distancing, they got sick.
We
don't know.
You could also just say, hey, all dentists are closed. The Tooth Fairy is busy. There's just one of them. They don't have Santa magic. So, like, it takes them a bit.
Maybe this is a good opportunity when your son does notice the money is missing, because they will. Maybe it's a good opportunity to ask him about this fucking shitty Fort Knox that he's constructed to keep his cash safe. Are you kidding me? A cut-up cotton candy container?
You're seven.
That's job. He's seven, but like, if you're going to give someone money, they should at least have something better to put it in than like just an old hole. Oh, this is like a see-through container.
Oh, don't misunderstand.
He's begging to be robbed.
Justin, I was saying that six is an appropriate age for like an old cotton candy. Seven in wall safe. What are you doing?
It's possible that this is one of a series of dead drops that they have all throughout the neighborhood.
You just, that's where you keep the daily cash, but you deposit it every night in a safe location. So you keep some cash on hand in case you need to do any like day-to-day transactions. But the real nest egg, well, you'll never find that, mother.
My kids have a perfect system. They store all their change in a giant pink crayon that is the loudest, heaviest, worst thing on earth.
Uh-huh.
And it's a perfect way to keep it safe from me, because if I look at the crayon, I get so angry I want to put my head through a plate glass window.
Yeah.
So it's a perfect system.
That baby it's has perfect. A similar, she has a big soda bottle. And the idea of ever trying to fish out anything from it.
Yeah.
Perfect
savings.
Yes, it's perfect.
Speaking of saving our pennies and scraping together what meager earnings we can, let's take a brief break and head on over to the Money Zone.
Hey, hey, you got to do stamps and you got to do mail. Mail is still the big one. And if you want to avoid the crowds by skipping the post office, you can do everything that you do at the post office at stamps.com. You can use your computer to print official U.S. postage 24/7, any letter, any package, any class of mail, anywhere you want to send it. And then once your mail's ready, you just, you know, slap that bad boy on there and leave it out for, you know, a mail carrier, or you can schedule a free package pickup or drop it in a mailbox. No human contact required. It's that simple. Also, you get great discounts at stamps.com, 5 cents off every first class stamp and up to 40% off USPS shipping rates. And it's the best time to be using stamps.com, I think. You can't argue against that. So right now, our listeners can get a special offer that includes a 4-week trial plus free postage and a digital scale without any long-term commitment. Just go to stamps.com, click on the microphone at the top of the homepage, and type in my brother. That's stamps.com. Enter my brother. Stay safe, my friends. They still want that said. They still want that circulated. If you were thinking about doing some naughty stuff out there, stamps.com begs you to reconsider.
Let me just say this, stamps.com, if you're listening, and I bet you are, stamp safe, my friends. What do you think about that? Is that in?
That's good. Stay stamp safe. Stay stamp, my friends.
Stay safe, my stamps.
That's, oops, we didn't mean to put that in the copy of the email. We were talking to our beautiful stamps again. Oh, my beautiful stamps. You stay in the box. Children. My beautiful stamps, I know you want to come out of box and breathe the warm sunshine air, but you mustn't, my stamps. Stay safe.
Stay safe, my stamps.
Stay safe in your home.
No one must know about my stamps. The time has almost come for us to rise to power, my stamps, but not now. For now, stay safe. Listen, you've tried round space. Now, try Squarespace. Roundspace made shitty websites. Squarespace makes good websites. The decision is clear. Squarespace will showcase your work, sell products and services of all kind, promote your physical or online business, and more. CircleSpace, Roundspace, only does and more. It won't do any of the rest of that stuff. Squarespace gives you beautiful, customizable templates created by world-class designers, everything optimized for mobile right out of the box, analytics that help you grow in real time, free and secure hosting, and nothing to patch or upgrade ever. Roundspace only leaks your personal information. That's it. That's all it does. So go to squarespace.com/mybrother for a free trial. And when you're ready to launch, use the offer code mybrother to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain. Roundspace will charge you 10% extra for using the coupon code mybrother. The choice is clear. Use Squarespace.
One, two, three.
Hi, everybody. My name is Justin McElroy.
I'm Sydney McElroy.
We're both doctors. And
nope, just me.
Okay, well, Sydney's a doctor, and I'm a medical enthusiast, and we create Sawbones, a marital tour of misguided medicine.
Every week, I dig through the annals of medical history to bring you the wildest, grossest, sometimes dumbest tales of ways we've tried to treat people throughout history.
And lately, we do a lot of modern fake medicine. Because everything's a disaster, but it's slightly less of a disaster every Friday, right here on MaximumFun.org, as we bring you Sawbones, a marital tour of misguided medicine. And remember,
don't drill a hole in your head.
Y'all want a second Yahoo?
Absolutely.
Okay. This is the longest we've gone without a segment, so I was getting kind of nervous. This one is sent in by Emma Kant. Thank you, Emma. It's Yahoo Answers user Ray who asks, why is it every time I binge Godfather 1, 2, 3, I come out acting more serious, like the Godfather himself?
Oh, boy. Tell me about it. Mm. That's There's how I not... feel anytime I watch any movie. You know?
No, I don't know, Travis.
I come out like the Godfather.
Oh, okay. Any movie, huh?
Any movie. I watched Follow That Bird, the Sesame Street movie. Came out like, oh, forget about it.
That was cool.
I watched Doolittle. I came out like,
oh, the day of my daughter's wedding. Forget about it.
That's cool. Yeah. We're doing good impressions of Godfather.
Yeah. Justin, do you the one about the offer?
Okay.
I'm gonna make him an offer. You can't refuse.
Oh, that's not ooh. Bad.
Okay, now Griffin.
Whoa, guys, I didn't know I had one. I opened my mouth, unsure of what would emerge.
It's very good.
I'll never have that back again. There's just a little bit of one. It's not much of one, but there was a little bit of something in there.
I think it was because we weren't expecting it, that it sounded like a lot of one.
Yeah. Did so everybody save your files real quick. Does everybody download and save?
Maybe we all. I gotta check, Juice, if it's hereditary.
I made him an offer he couldn't. I made him an offer he couldn't refuse.
I wonder if that came from mom or dad. This gene that we all have.
No, that's Cartman. Is what I was doing. Let me try again. Let me take a drink of water. Hold on.
Trying to refuse this offer, you can't. It's too good.
I offered him something, and he liked it. He said, yeah, that's a good offer.
I included this question mostly because of the picture it paints of the type of person this is, who sees Godfather 1, 2, and 3, and then has to comment on, oh boy, I really feel more like the Godfather. What a badass.
No, but it does say serious, like the not like a badass, like you walk out and you're like, I guess I should take care of my bills. That's what the Godfather would do.
Yeah,
I feel you walk more out of responsible.
You walk out of the theater like, oh man, my shoes are really dirty. How long have my shoes been dirty? I'm gonna clean those post haste. Are you all susceptible to movie like personality shifts? Because I'm remembering distinctly. When I went and I did see Drive, and then I got out of Drive, and I got out on the highway, and the needle hit that speed limit, and then I was like, Drive? Yeah. And I went just a little bit over, and I felt guilty about it for like 6 weeks.
I remember when I went and I saw Dirty Dancing Havana Nights.
Here it goes.
And I was like, up till then, you know, my very religious parents had always like tried to keep me dancing pretty clean, you know, with room for the Holy Ghost and
Katie bar the door.
And in the daytime in Havana.
And in the daytime too. They said you can dance in Havana, but only during the daytime and with room for the Holy Ghost. And I said, No. No one puts Travis in a corner, and tonight I'm gonna dirty dance at night in Havana. And they said, okay, well, I guess that's fine. You're 36. So I just, by the way, I just saw it like last week.
Yeah.
You just watched of your own volition the film Dirty Dancing Havana Nights.
Well,
I was the only person to watch it probably for the last 4 years.
Well, I just seen Dirty Dancing for the first time and I said, I have to see what happens next.
The saga continues.
Yeah, what happens to these characters that I love so much? Oh, they go to Havana. That sounds intriguing.
You all may have read in the newspapers about how Travis did get arrested in Havana for going to a nightclub and dancing while spreading his butt cheeks wide open, and people kept yelling, too dirty.
And they also kept saying 6 feet. And I thought they meant how wide I needed to spread my butt cheeks.
Travis got hurt.
Got hurt real bad. I was laid up in a Havana hospital for a while they sewed my body back together. I done ripped myself in half, starting the butt cheeks, which, to be fair, I've said before, would be the place to do it, because that's the natural perforation.
Yeah, but sure, but now he can fly like a Dumbo boy down there.
That is true. That is true.
Did you guys hear about Vampire Pizza?
No.
I just want to say thank you. This is not a Munch Squad because it's too good. I just kind of want to kind of put it out in the world. Thank you to Mel and Eric for reporting on this. This is an LA thing. And basically, Vampire Pizza is this pizza restaurant that's run by vampires. And you order a pizza, and when they bring you the pizza and maybe a salad, they also bring an immersive alternate reality game about a vampire family owning a pizza restaurant that you have to involve yourself in and solve.
Huh.
Does that make you mad? I would love to do that.
Yes,
I would
please.
Love to get into Vampire Pizza. I just want to let you guys know that Vampire Pizza was happening out there. There's still artists, both pizza and more traditional media, working out there to bring joy And I want to thank the Vampire Pizza for existing. And thank you to Mel. And thank you to Mel and Eric for the report. And with that out of the way.
Oh, boy.
I want to munch. 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 Welcome to Munch Squad Retro.
I could almost pinpoint the inspiration for that, and I couldn't.
No, it's a pastiche. It's a pastiche.
Oh, boy. She's so mad.
It's a pastiche.
Pastiche.
Okay.
With brand innovation at an all-time low, I asked you folks to find your finest Munch Squads from the olden days. Press releases from back the before times, way, way back. Last time we took you to the amazing world of 1993. By the way, you could send this to Justin at mbmbam.com. Just put like throwback Munch Squad in the subject. But bring the heat or you will be mercilessly mocked. So thank you to Nate, who did in fact bring the heat with this fine story. Heinz Easy Squirt adds a little, quote, mystery to its colored condiment.
Oh!
You won't know until you squirt.
Oh. what an unpleasant combination of thoughts and words.
It's just so fucking... Okay, so 90s kids are going to love this one because they remember. But for a while, Heinz was making ketchup in a lot of Buck Wild colors.
Yeah.
And it still tasted like ketchup, but it's all the colors were wild. And this was an evolution of that. In February of 2002...
So let's see. Oh, Travis was looking forward to graduating high school. He was.
Yeah. We're 5 months out from 9/11. Finally, the nation is ready to heal with Heinz Easy Squirt. Heinz has a great condiment caper on their hands.
Oh, boy.
Can color condiment crazed kids help solve the mystery? Heinz revealed today its new product for kids, Heinz Easy Squirt Mystery Color. Three new colors of the condiment will hit grocery shelves nationwide in late April, but children and parents won't have a clue what's inside the Easy Squirt bottles until they squirt or draw with it on their favorite foods. The new colors are passion pink, awesome orange, and totally teal? Okay.
Huh.
Fine. You don't understand children if you think there's any chance they want to be surprised by what color is now on their hot dog.
It's all the same flavor?
It's all the same flavor. Here's a quote from Brian Hansberry. Heinz is introducing three new colors that kids can mix and match to triple their fun at family meals. So just so I'm clear, I'm now keeping three bottles of ketchup that I've had to hand label because it's a mystery what color these are so my kids can make ketchup art. Okay. Thanks to its cool curves and thin nozzle, Easy Squirt gives kids the opportunity to be artists at the table, expressing their creativity by drawing with bright colors. Brian, you haven't met my terrible children. What have you done? Families that buy two or more bottles may find they have different colors, allowing pint-sized Picassos to blend one mystery color with another. They're all ketchup, still. They're all ketchup. They'll also enjoy the same benefits consumers have come to expect from the popular kid condiment. You mean ketchup flavor, I guess.
Yeah, Justin, red ketchup flavor. Wait a minute. It's different now.
This is good. Heinz Easy Squirt Mystery Color boasts a special nozzle for accuracy and an ergonomic shape designed so smaller hands can hold on tight, allowing them to create mealtime masterpieces. This is the best. And for little fries who want no surprise, try regular Heinz tomato ketchup.
You can't handle it. You stick with red.
Your dumbass kids can't chill with this amazing ketchup.
But here's the thing. I'm betting that's most kids.
Yeah, only 1 million bottles of Heinz Easy Squirt Mystery Color are being produced. When they're gone, they're gone.
super sleuths will need to emerge from the shadows quickly to nab Ball before the trail grows cold and Easy Skirt Mystery Colors disappear forever.
Also, we should mention, Hines has murdered someone, so we're going to need you to solve that as well. Thank you.
Mr. and Mrs. Perkins, I got to tell you, Johnny is failing all of his classes, and us at school are really worried about him. Listen, he's really wrapped up in this Hines mystery. It's really soaking up all of his free time. You don't know. It's a worldwide conspiracy at this point.
He's been undercover at the Giant Eagle for 3 months now. Hines's most recent it's saying how fast these are going to sell. Hines's most recent condiment coups, blastin' green and funky purple Easy Squirt.
Yeah.
Food products.
I remember those. We have.
They gripped the imaginations of children. They, like, Mom, I want to go to school. I can't stop thinking about this fucking green ketchup.
Hey, just one more time. Can I see it one more time?
Just one more time. I'd love to go outside and play pretend with Vicky and Brian and all the gang, but my imagination is gripped by the funky purple Easy Squirt.
Think about all the things I could do with this green ketchup. I could put it on a hot dog, with french fry, anything.
I've spoiled all the dang food in the fridge again, what with my constant opening to peer at these beautiful ketchups.
It is bonkers to me because I was just sitting here thinking, oh yeah, there was a time when I couldn't squirt ketchup out of a bottle. Huh.
Yeah. As always, Hines is looking for feedback from its number one consumer, kids. Kids are encouraged to log on to www.easysquirt.com.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
April 1st and get candid about the new colors. Now, there's another line here from Justin McElroy, April 2020. Kids are discouraged from logging on to www.easysquirt.anything. Anything with the word squirt in it, kids. Just
www.easysquirt.
This is not what I expected.
It's we're not gonna know. No one should be going to this website. Here's the thing: Hines let it go. Okay, I don't know why, but Hines didn't renew the lease on that particular URL.
Do you think they're looking? They're in the market for a new verb to describe how to get the fluid out of their bobs. Do you think they've been shopping around some? Yeah, dude, it just splooches right. No, not that one. Dang it.
Which mystery color will write the next chapter of Easy Squirt history?
Huh.
Will young food artists create passion pink penguins waddling across their hamburgers?
What?
Will they sketch awesome orange orangutans clambering across their french fries? Or outline totally teal turtles napping on their hot dogs? Hey, thanks for the fucking creativity prompts. Press release about colorful ketchup. My kids really appreciate it.
I'll also say this. Granted, BB's not even four yet, but I can't imagine her being like, I'd love to eat this hot dog, Dad, but first, I'm going to draw an orangutan on it with ketchup.
Yeah. My kid made a cat out of a Diet Dr. Pepper box and a Cool Whip container named Trash Cat, and it's been sitting in our mantle for 6 months. So I shudder to think what the fate would be of a hot dog that received a lot of creative attention. It's terrifying to consider.
How about another question?
Here's another question. I live in the Midwest, and my state has a very big state fair every year that I've gone to ever since I was a kid. I recently found out my state fair has a husband calling contest, which is basically a contest where wives compete to see who can call their husband in for supper the best. Like, if they were on a farm. I think that it'd be fun to participate in this contest, but unfortunately, I don't have a husband. I really want to yell at my fake husband for prize money. Is it ethical for me to enter this contest? And if so, how would I do it?
Ethical is a funny word to use there.
Yeah.
Is it ethical? Yeah. Sure. You're not lying about a law degree.
Let's talk about this contest. This is from a husbandless hopeful in Iowa. If it's just wives allowed to call their farm husbands to supper, think that it would be good to do unethical to the contest. Yes. I think you know what I mean.
I would argue that if you entered the contest without a husband and yelled so good
that your future husband showed up, you automatically win. Like, you yell and someone walks up and is like, I heard the call and I had to come. Hi, I'm Jerry. Right? And it's like, wow.
Wow.
That's a win.
So
right?
good.
I have just some samplings. I found an Iowa PBS report about a similar contest. Okay. Perhaps it is this one. Who knows? And I just wanted to, if you guys want to get an idea of sort of what we're talking about, I'll play that clip for you now. Please be silent.
Bob! Hurry up! I don't want to be late. I don't want to be late to the great Iowa State Fair. Bob, hurry! Bob! Robert Dean!
That's cool.
That was not at all what I was expecting.
No. Yeah. So it's, do you have to yell Bob?
Everybody yells Bob.
Everybody's married to, it sounds like Robert Dean.
It just seems to me like you could win by just being like, hey, and then be like, oh, I'll be right there. And you're like, that's how good I yell. That's how good I yell. I don't have to do.
Or just
or
walk
he just
up,
yell like supper. Or just text them.
Walk onto the stage and hold on to your temples and close your eyes and then have a paid professional walk onto the stage like, did you call me? And you'd be like, money, please. Prize, money, now. Give it to me. I've won.
Checking back in, here's our fourth place winner.
That's strong.
Cuckoo, the clock says dinner time.
That was strong.
That's powerful.
That's a powerful call.
Is the husband's name in that scenario King?
I think it was Keith.
Keith. Okay. It did sound like she was just yelling, King. King, the clock says dinner.
Do you think she decided to do a cuckoo thing like halfway through?
Yes.
Like, I'm going to dip into this.
She just, the motivation hit, and she's like, you know what? This wasn't the direction I was going to go, but, and you know what? Here's the sad thing. She probably could have gotten third if she had just stuck with her.
Yeah.
I think the judges probably saw that flip-flop in the middle, and they're like, nope, no husband's coming to that.
No husband will arrive for that. Here's our first place winner. Just last one. I'm going to dip on you guys. Here we go.
Roy! Can you hear me? You get yourself in here right now. Come on. You know you're going to be late again, and you know that I want to get there on time. Roy! Roy!
No.
Roy!
Fuck yes. That's don't even enter.
Oh my God.
If that's the heat you have to go up against, unless
don't
you are going to come
enter.
Correct, do not enter.
Is that really the thing that any human being ever is doing on a regular basis to call to another living human being ever?
Travis, like farms are big. Farms are so
farms
big.
Farms are big, Travis.
I know, but
big.
I'm saying.
I like the soft Roys that definitely won't get Roy inside. Mm-hmm. It began with some quiet Roys that you knew weren't going to work, Bonnie. So I feel like it's a little bit of a honeypot situation. So I didn't appreciate that. But overall, great calling.
Well, I like.
I hope you won $100,000.
I like the subtle Roy because a subtle Roy is good if it turns out you just didn't see him in the periphery and Roy is like 3 feet to your left, right? And you're like, Roy? And Roy's like, I'm right here. And you're like, thank God. Okay. Because if you started off with a powerful Roy and then you have subtle Roy standing next to you and he's like, that was too powerful. You could have been subtle. I'm right here.
Right. Okay. That's fair.
Do you think there's people listening to this podcast who just got ASMR who just got ASMR for the first time and they're like, ah, damn it.
That's why I won.
I want that now. And it's so scarce. It's such a scarce resource.
There's not enough husband calling to go around. Thank you all so much for listening to our program. We hope you've enjoyed yourself, and I hope you're hanging in there pretty much as we while away the days and work together as a planet to try to battle back the unpleasantness. We are still doing this podcast and a lot of others.
Now would be a perfect time to dip into the McElroy back catalog. If you head on over to McElroy.family, you'll find a bevy of entertainment products for you to enjoy. There's Wonderful, a show about things that bring Griffin and his wife Rachel a lot of joy. You'll find Schmanners, about a show about etiquette in all kinds of different varieties. There's The Adventure Zone, is our actual play role-playing podcast. My wife and I, who's a physician, does a medical history podcast called Sawbones. There's a fucking show about cereal on there called The Empty Bowl. There's so much for you to go and absorb and enjoy, and we would hope that you'll do that.
But if all that sounds like garbage, go to the McElroy Family YouTube account and maybe dig around there. There's lots.
That's videos, at
there's
least.
So
there's
many pictures. Options.
Hey, thank you to John Roderick and the Long Winters for the use of our theme song, It's a Departure, off the album Putting the Days to Bed. Thanks to Max Fun for having us on the network. Amazing shows on there as well at MaximumFun.org. And hey, do you all want a final Yahoo?
I love that,
yes,
Griffin.
Please.
Okay, this one was sent in by The Prospector, Merritt Palmer. Thank you. It's a Yahoo Answers user, Beverly, who asks, how to just make the lasagna sauce?
My name is Justin McElroy.
I'm Travis McElroy.
I'm Griffin McElroy.
This has been my brother, and me. Kiss your dad square on the lips.
MaximumFun.org.
Comedy and culture.
Artist owned. Audience supported.